So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Hello and welcome, you lovely people. Welcome to the 411, the news show here on WBDG. I am Miles Sprong, joined here by Kieran Sandulo, whose apple crunching you just heard. And now you're hearing it again. It is Tuesday, December 3rd. It is 15 degrees outside right now with a high of 32. Brr, get your coats on, people. It snowed yesterday and last night, so there's snow and ice on the roads, so be careful, please. If not for anyone else, do it for me, so I don't have a guilty conscience for not saying anything. You're welcome. What did you say we jump into it, Karen?
I haven't said a word the entire production, but I'm saying a word now. Go ahead.
All right. And still, your UFC heavyweight champion, John Jones, in his UFC return on the 17th. It's been a couple weeks, so we gotta backtrack a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But yeah, big return, great fight, liver kick, got him. Let's see here. 23-year-old scientist wins award for turning leaves into paper.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought we already did that.
No, I don't think we did.
That's what loose leaf paper is.
Oh, I think we've talked about this before, and I'm like, no. No, I don't think we have.
No, I was just like, has it just been around for a while, and the guy just finally won an award for it?
He won 10 grand.
He's 23?
Yeah.
So he just like developed the faster way of producing the paper?
He created a method to recycle leaf litter into paper. Addressing deforestation and urban organic waste.
That's what loose leaf paper is.
According to this, no, it isn't.
I'm so confused. I don't know.
So, you know Venice, Italy, right?
I'm familiar with the city, yes.
So, you know how they have, like, those gondolas?
Yeah.
That, you know, they have those dudes with, like, big old oars?
Yeah.
They're hiring new people for those.
Gotta take a flight.
Do you want to know how much they're paying?
How much?
$150,000 a year.
Uh-huh. To push a boat?
To push a boat around. You're getting that's not an hourly salary.
You're literally just like water taxi.
Like, that is literally that's a yearly salary. That's something you get more from, like, a desk job, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, that's something you get from a desk job, not, like, manual labor. And, yeah. $150,000 a year to push a boat around, and the requirements aren't even insane. You just have to be 18, you have to have a high school diploma, and you have to be able to swim. That's it.
Wow, I almost meet all of those qualifications.
Me too. I'm 6 months and a graduation away from making those requirements.
Well, I'm 6 months of graduation at swim lessons.
So you don't meet any of the requirements.
I know how to swim.
That'd be funny if you didn't. And then you try to be a gondolier.
So how old are you? 17. Have you ever graduated? Nah. I dropped out of school.
You know how to swim? Nope.
Maybe. Depends. It depends on if I'm in danger or not.
Am I drowning?
No.
No.
I can float.
No, I cannot swim.
I can float?
I think that's good enough.
That counts. It's keeping myself above the water.
Yeah, it's good enough, I think.
$150,000 a year is crazy, though.
I know.
To push a boat. It's ridiculous. Taxi drivers don't even make that much, and they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, like...
But just on land.
Like, I make just a little bit more than that, too.
Well, I guess part of the pay is from the risk, I guess.
That was a joke. I don't get paid from anywhere, actually. Anyways.
Need a job.
I know.
Get a job.
With what time, Kieran? Just got done with my senior musical, and now I've got 2 weeks of Christmas concert rehearsals, and then I've got show choir for the next 3 months.
Graduate and get a job.
Oh, fair enough.
Easy.
No, I might actually not be able to do work or show choir for my knee. I might need surgery on it. So
my sister just got her driver's license, so now she has to get a job. That Fair was the enough. Requirement that my parents set, is that you have to get a job once you get your driver's license.
That's valid.
So now she's got to go get a job.
Hold on. I'm insanely broke right now. I will show you how broke. I will not say how broke.
Fair enough.
I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah.
I was expecting maybe like two digits.
No.
No. I think it's really funny that there's just an extra little, like, there's one penny attached to the end of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just the one.
Uh-huh.
You managed to spend exactly 99 cents on something.
I'm just awesome like that, I guess. The Fantastic Four confirmed that Julia... Marvel confirmed that Julia Garner is going to be the female Silver Surfer in Fantastic Four First Steps, is what I was trying to say.
I thought she was Elektra, right?
No, that's Jennifer Garner.
Mm.
Different people.
Okay, I thought so. Who is it?
Julia Garner.
Julia Garner, yep. Both of the Silver Surfers are going to be in there.
Yeah, but the official synopsis suggests he may portray Shalabal, a version of the iconic character.
Yep.
And it's slated for a theatrical release of July 25th next year.
Yep.
At the moment.
Hyped.
Me too. It should be good.
You know what else I'm hyped for?
What?
Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Me
December
too.
20th.
I haven't seen the first two.
You need to do it.
Actually, no. I saw the first one, but...
You need to watch.
Wait, no, I...
Watch the movies.
I think I saw the second one. I don't think I saw the first one.
Okay, you gotta watch the movies, man, or you're not gonna understand anything.
Wait, when did the second one come out?
2021? 2021.
I don't think I saw it. Never mind. I lied. I didn't see any of them in theaters. I may have seen it, like, on streaming on accident.
Gotta watch them, bro.
I Show Speed. You know I Show Speed. We all love him.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He likes to yell a lot.
I don't love him.
He is going to, or he's planning to compete at the 2028 LA Olympics.
Honestly, I could see it.
No,
the dude's like, he's an athlete.
He is an athlete. But he recently surprised 2024 Olympic bronze medalist Frederick Richard with a 6-foot-long jump. At the event, he announced plans to compete in the 2028 LA Olympics, stating he would participate in the 100-meter, 50-meter, and possibly 200-meter races.
Oh, dude can run.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his past athletic highlights include clocking a 4.44-second 40-yard dash at an NFL draft event, and he raced Olympian gold medalist Noah Lyles for $100,000 and just barely lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was...
He caught up, yeah.
Like, it was close.
Neck and neck.
Like, dude potentially could be... If he competes, he actually could be a medalist. I'm not even kidding.
I'm not a huge fan of him, but the dude can, like... He can move.
He can run.
He also has an incredibly, like, ridiculous output when he hit the punching machine.
Oh, yeah.
You seen the punch machine thing?
Uh-huh.
Dude, he overclocked it.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Colombia, you know Colombia, it's got stripes on the flag.
Yep.
It finally banned child marriage after 17-year campaign and 8 failed attempts.
Failed?
Failed.
How?
They've tried to overturn this 8 times and they were just like, nah, we're good. It's fine.
Is it like legally binding? Like, that kind of, like, straight-up legally binding marriage certificate, all that, right?
Yeah.
What the heck, man?
Yeah.
8 times?
And only rated 11th in Latin America for child marriages, fun fact. But they're trying to...
Okay, so that's probably just because it doesn't happen that often, then. The law is just still there.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure. But, yeah, because... After more than 2 decades of failed efforts, Colombia passed a law raising the minimum age for marriage to 18 for both genders. This new law is part of a broader movement in Latin America and globally to eliminate child marriage as a whole. So
real, reasonable.
W.
Actual W.
20 years ago, the SpongeBob SquarePants movie premiered, the original one. The Game Awards are, their voting is open right now. And the big thing for, like, most people is that Fallout and Arcane both got nominated for the best adaptation.
And I had the most difficult decision to make of my life.
Pick one of those three or pick Knuckles.
Oh, no, Knuckles is not even close to Arcane or Fallout. Dude.
Yeah.
Those, picking between those two was the hardest decision I had to make.
Hold on.
If my dad had to pick, he would vote for Fallout just because he loved the Fallout show and he hasn't seen Arcane yet. But, dude.
Aha, here's my vote card.
Arcane did so much, like, revolutionizing in the animation industry. It was sick. I loved that show. So, naturally, at the end of the day, as much as I loved Fallout, I had to give it to Arcane.
I had Black Myth Wukong as my game of the year.
Reasonable, yeah. What were the other options?
I voted...
Read through them real quick.
It was... It was Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree, which is
DLC.
A DLC.
You
I don't know why
like,
it does.
Well, it's like
allowing
it's a
it
full
now.
Game-sized expansion.
Yeah, but they're allowing DLCs now, which I think is stupid. Balatro, which is like that card game.
Oh, yeah, I love Balatro. Well, here's the thing. I don't think there was ever a rule against DLC being nominated. I just don't think it happened before.
Yeah, no. And then it was Astrobot.
Astrobot?
No, Astrobot is really good.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's like Ratchet and Clank, but ads.
Yeah. No, it's...
Isn't it like $60?
Yeah, but it's worth it, dude.
I don't...
No, it's legit. It is worth
Not
the
gonna
price.
Bother.
It's such a W game.
I would have voted Balatro or Wukong, honestly.
And then I think the other one was Hellblade 2. Senua's Saga, I think.
Oh, Hellblade is pretty good.
Hellblade is really
good. But it is
good.
Not... it suffered a lot from writing, but the acting was, like, on point.
Yeah.
They like, the quality of, like, the mocap that they had there and the facial capture with, like, all the Unreal Engine stuff, it's ridiculous.
Gee,
dude.
I wonder what's going to win most anticipated game.
That's just the GTA 6 category.
Yeah. That's what I voted for.
Let's go through this. Let's go. Let's do a game awards.
We're doing
segment.
A game awards segment right here. All right. Game of the year, I had Black Myth Wukong.
Black Myth. Yep.
Best narrative, I had Hellblade 2.
What were the other ones?
I don't remember.
I need to vote. Do you not have the options?
Oh,
here,
you
know
on.
What?
Hold on.
I'll pull
on.
Up the website and I'll vote myself right now. I haven't done it yet. We're gonna do the game awards.
We're gonna do the game awards.
Ah, love voting.
Voting is fun, guys. Hold on.
All right.
Oh, no. It was Astrobot, Balatro, Elden Ring, Black Myth, Final Fantasy VII, the remake, right. And
I'm
Metaphor.
Vote. Let's start voting. Game of the year. Black Myth. Wukong. Hype. Oh, I have to sign up. Hold on.
Yeah, you do.
Put my Google account in.
It takes a minute.
It'll take me like 2 seconds.
Oh, for me it took a minute. you can do that. I'm gonna continue with the news. Because that's what we're here for. Jake Paul's team officially called out IShowSpeed. Here he is again. Officially called out IShowSpeed to a boxing match.
So he went for old guy and then immediately turned
to teenager. Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to laugh so hard when he gets shut down by like legal experts for like endorsing child abuse.
No, cuz like a boxing heavyweight champion called out Jake Paul and was like, dude, face an actual boxer. And was like, face me and then see how it goes for you.
Best narrative, Silent Hill 2 remake.
That's valid.
It was such a good Art direction, easy, Wukong.
Yeah. All right, I think I... What did I do for art direction? I don't remember. Hold on.
Stellar Blade had really good score.
You said art direction?
Yeah, art direction.
I had Astrobot for art direction.
Really?
Yeah. I love the visuals in it. Let's see.
Best audio design.
Oh, I had Hellblade too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including Black Ops.
Jaguar revealed their new logo, and it's terrible.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's just a shape. It had the jaguar, you know, like the actual animal, and then it's a jaguar underneath. Pretty slick, pretty cool logo. Mm-hmm. Now it's just the word jaguar in the weirdest font ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really weird font. And they said it's as a part of their transition to an all-electric future. But it sucks.
It does suck.
Like, the R is just the J, but turned upside down. It's dumb. But
that's kind of funny, actually.
And a lot of different companies have made fun of them for this now. And it's been like, there's been a lot of companies that make fun of that change. And it's just like, especially sports teams too, where it's like, oh, our new logo for the 2025 season. And it's just like the team written out in really weird letters. It's been great.
Best ongoing Fortnite.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not even a competition.
How
right
is
now.
Destiny 2 still up there? That's my question.
Yeah.
Like, Destiny 2 is so dead.
Community support? Ooh.
Fortnite?
No, not Fortnite. Fortnite sucks at community support. I'm going No Man's Sky on this one.
Valid.
While you're looking, I voted Bellatrio for independent.
Yeah, I think everyone did. Harry Styles, Louis Tomlinson, Zayn Malik, and Niall Horan, all of the other four members of One Direction, were present at Liam Payne's funeral on the 20th. Yeah, very, very sad, but they were, his brothers were there. The Coachella lineup was released with such names as Lady Gaga, Missy Elliott, Benson Boone, Mustard, Glorilla, Yeet, The Go-Go's, Dijo, Tyla. And that's on night one. For night two, ooh, there was Green Day, Charlie XCX, The Original Misfits, T-Pain.
T-Pain.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yeah. They're at Coachella.
That's a drop that I haven't heard in a while. That's a name I have not heard in years.
They're at Coachella, I guess.
Are they performing?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so funny.
Then Jimmy Eat World.
Jimmy Eat World, yep.
That's all from night two. And then night three, Post Malone,
uh-huh,
Megan Thee Stallion,
uh-huh,
Zed.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people I don't know. Shaboozy, Ty Dolla Sign.
Uh-huh.
Big X the Plug.
That is not his name.
Big X the Plug.
That's such a terrible rapper name.
Hey, you know what? My manager, at the Indians.
Dude, that's up there with DaBaby and Lil Baby.
Hey.
Like the worst rap names of all time.
Don't diss on DaBaby.
I am absolutely dissing on DaBaby.
And then the headline of Coachella is lit.
What?
Travis Scott.
Oh. Honestly, that one's fair.
He is
more rappers need to go by their full legal name.
Travis Scott. Well, that's not his legal name. Hold on.
Best fighting game.
I went with Dragon Ball Z Sparking Zero.
I also have to go with Sparking
Zero. His name
Zero.
Isn't even Travis Scott. It's Jaquice Berman Webster. And he said it's not Jock. It's Jaquice. Or something
that should
like
be,
that.
That should exactly be his rap name.
Jaquice Webster III.
Yes. You kidding me?
That's actually a pretty good rap name. I'm not going to lie.
Best strategy? Frostpunk. Oh, I love Frostpunk. I am not. I'm abstaining from voting on the sports game one. I don't
do
know.
Do WWE 2K24 for nope. me. For me, please.
You already got your vote.
Please.
No.
Please.
Best multiplayer Helldivers 2.
No, legit for
Arcane.
For WWE 2K24, I have 150 hours in that game.
Why?
Oh, I just like it. It's fun.
Creator of the year, Queso.
Dude, it's not if even close. Queso doesn't win,
not even
there
close.
Will be a riot.
Best esports game? I'll tell you which one it's not. League of Legends.
I didn't
actually
know.
No, League is actually pretty much like the esports game.
When it came to the esports ones, I was like, oh, this one.
I'm giving it to Faker on the esports ones.
Let's see here. Oh, Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani were named the MLB's most valuable players. Too bad both of them were terrible in the playoffs when it actually mattered. The original composer for SpongeBob passed away at 72.
It's a dang shame.
It is a dang shame.
How old was he?
72.
Dang.
What? Cringe. Hello?
I did not mean to say that. That just came out.
No, this is something else. The High Court rules calling a man bald as harassment.
Is that a British thing?
Yep.
Yep.
Freaking British people.
Listen, man, it's because King Charles is going bald.
Yeah, that's fair. So, on July 17th, 2026, Christopher Nolan's next movie will be out. We don't know what it is or what it is about. But we do know that Tom Holland, Matt Damon, yep. Robert Pattinson, Zendaya, Anne Hathaway are all going to be in it.
It's Spider-Man 4.
Spider-Man 4. Let's see here.
Robert Pattinson is just a chameleon. It's just Spider-Man 4.
The final Conjuring film has wrapped filming.
Yes, the final one, until they decide they want more money.
Until Conjuring 5.
Until
6. 6.
The final movie until they decide, hey, that made a lot of money. Or, hey, that made no money. Let's try again in 10 years.
Kendrick Lamar, surprise, dropped a new album, GNX. See a lot of people dissing on it. I really liked it.
I was not the biggest fan of it. Neither was my girlfriend, and she is a huge Kendrick fan.
I thought it was pretty good. I liked when he yelled mustard. Mustard!
I don't know why that's the meme of the week
right
now.
Dude, it's funny. You're bumping some Kendrick Lamar. You're excited. You're getting ready for the new song, and it's just mustard. Because that's the experience I went through, and it was awesome.
I don't know why that's like the meme that we're going out of November with, when we easily could have gone with, I'm so excited for the new movies, I said. But little did I know it would be a creature feature, a feature, or a feature, a creature feature, featuring the creature.
I've never heard such a thing in my life.
Oh, we're going to pull up a clip.
No,
well,
we don't
read
need
some
to.
News. Read some news.
Well, I think what's better than mustard is the I like my suitcase. I have to go to school now.
Do you imagine him doing it now with his current act?
Dude.
With like his new accent. I love my suitcase.
I love my suitcase. It's the best suitcase. Kai Cenat has become the first ever Twitch streamer to hit 500,000
reasonably
subscribers.
So. Fair. He's literally just like iCarly.
Yeah.
And it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
I will never watch a stream of his in my life through, but every time I click, it's a new thing. Like, there was a horse there one time.
Uh-huh.
Now it's
yep.
the TikTok NPC Miles Morales with a Wheel of Fortune next to him.
Have you seen that clip? Where Kai Cenat is sleeping,
mm-hmm.
and Miles Morales is, you know, like, doing, like, thank you for the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's like, what keeps you going?
Your mom.
And then Kai Cenat
just goes right back to it, yeah.
And then Kai Cenat just jumps up out of bed.
Here we go.
I'm really excited for the new movie, I exclaimed with excitement. Little did I know, it would be a feature. A creature feature. Featuring the creature.
I like mustard better.
Little did I know, it would be a feature. A creature feature.
Elon Musk plans to send Tesla robots and Cybertrucks to Mars.
Of course he does. He already shot the car in there a few years ago. Why not do the rest?
Fortnite OG is coming back on Friday.
Dude, the new Fortnite season is unironically the best thing I've ever played.
Dude, it's so good.
I don't know what they had in the studio, like, in their development space.
Some swords in there.
They were like, hey, you know how we did swords a few seasons ago? Let's put those back in, except make them worse.
Yeah.
Just for everybody else, not for the person using them. Now they're way better, except for the jumping thing. Then, get this, we're going to make ninjas, right? And then we're going to put Dark Souls bosses in there, and we'll see how they like that.
Dude, the Dark Souls bosses are actually lit. I love fighting them. I don't know.
Samurai X. Like, that's such a sick name, too.
Dude, Samurai X is so easy.
Samurai X.
The one, like, when the islands spawn out of nowhere, and it's the boss. Is that Samurai X?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I've killed him, like, 5 times. I've never taken any damage from him. I'm not going to lie.
They put Godzilla in.
Oh, yeah.
He can wear shoes?
He can wear kicks. He can wear Nike Jordans.
So we can canonically have Godzilla in Air Jordans dunking on Perfect Cell also in Air Jordans.
Just like in the meme.
Yeah.
Anyways. It's great. It's also bringing back the double pump. You know, the double pump?
Oh, no. There's a reason we got rid of it, man.
It's no.
Too much.
No, never. Never.
You know what I think is really funny? So... the reason Fortnite is adding back their OG mode is because of all the random players that are complaining that this isn't Fortnite anymore.
Yeah.
So they added it back exactly as it used to be as a way to, like, spite them. Because he's like, oh, you want what it used to be? You want what it used to be? Here you go. We're going to take out all of the new movement. We're going to take out all of the new weapons and consumables or anything. You're going impulse grenades, small shields, big shield, medkit, bandage. And that's it.
I love Zero Build. That's what I play.
It's my thing. I think the funniest thing that they've ever done is adding dive rolls that are supposed to negate fall damage, but they don't work.
No. I
jumped from a 3-story tall building, did the dive roll, died.
Uh-huh.
Died.
Yep.
They buffed fall damage.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to reduce fall damage, but no, it makes it do more fall damage.
Anyway, let's
continue. I love
Fortnite,
yes.
We like Fortnite. For the first time in cinema history, all of the year's top 10 highest grossing sequels are sequels. Fun fact. Fun little facty fact.
Number one victory royale. Yeah, Fortnite, we're about to get down.
I agree. American credit card debt reached a record $1.17 trillion.
We gotta stop spending money.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we should just, like...
Or, better yet, spend the money that you have.
That, too.
Nobody identifies as rich anymore. You gotta be rich. Do lottery tickets. Gamble.
So, recently, a lot of athletes have gotten robbed. Or, not robbed. Burglarized.
Mm.
And now the NBA has urged players to get guard dogs.
Burgled.
For their houses.
Their guard dog is just Shaq in a, like, a trench coat.
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
Victims include Mike Conley of the Timberwolves, absolute demon at basketball. Bobby Portis of the Bucks, that's my team, but I don't like Bobby that much right now. And then...
good thing he got robbed.
Good thing he got burglarized, yeah.
We can't say that, so we do not endorse it. That TikTok was still on.
And then Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes also got robbed, which they're doing God's work, because I hate the Chiefs.
Funnies.
Okay. About 50% of men think that they could land a plane in an emergency.
I can do that.
There we go.
Listen, man.
This is the 50% right here. He thinks he can. I think I would crash and kill everyone. All right,
look. It is so much more difficult to launch the plane and to keep it in the air than it is to bring it down slowly. It's a throttle. When you're bringing the plane down... you just take your foot off of the pedal, and then you aim down, but just a little bit. Just a little bit. It really depends on which propellers are still moving. If it's neither of them, hey, I can land that. If it's one, might have a little trouble. I'll figure it out. If it's both, like, still on, then I could probably do it. I just wouldn't be able to slow down. I would just, you know, crash landing into a wall rather than the ground.
I'll sabotage your next flight so that you can figure it out.
Oh, I will not be taking a plane anytime soon. My trip to Hollywood that I'm going to take in the spring, driving.
Valid, honestly.
One trip. I will not be stopping. We will not be taking a night at the hotel. I will be getting in the car at 4 in the morning and going.
That
I will get there. I will get there at 10 p.m.
So you said just to Hollywood?
Yeah, that's our spring break trip. We're going there for the whole 2 weeks.
So if you drove to Hollywood Boulevard right now, let's just do from here, because it's the same. It's just funny money or fun. It's same amount of time at that point. It would take you would drive for 32 hours straight.
Yes.
Well, because that's the shortest route.
I think we actually are getting in a plane. I may be fully wrong.
A good idea.
If we are getting in a plane, then it'll be fun. If we're driving, it'll be really funny.
What we did was we flew out and then drove back. It was pretty sick.
I'm just going to power nap, bro.
But, like, we drove, like...
I'm getting a full power nap.
We drove, like, all over.
Mm.
So we saw a bunch of stuff. Went to South Dakota. That was pretty cool. That was the best part.
South Dakota?
No, I'm kidding. It was... South Dakota was pretty sick, though.
So, like, all right, my favorite vacation spot, the backwoods of Montana.
You know what? It's probably very beautiful up there. The boys cast is back together, ahead of filming starting.
Yep.
For the new season.
Yep, for the final season, I believe.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Not much to do now.
Yeah, no.
It's like, this season we're going to kill Homeland. And I'm just like, well, you said that before, and it was a lie. So...
My favorite wrestler, Cody Rhodes, he kind of looks like Homelander. He's got bleach blonde hair. And
they put Homelander in Mortal Kombat, and he can beat up Ghostface. And Ghostface can win.
I know, it's pretty great.
The drummer for My Chemical Romance passed away.
I was going to go into something a lot more lighthearted.
Oh,
but...
well, I was just saying something that I knew.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about Chemical Romance, but rest in peace. That's all I have to say about that, because I don't know.
Right before the tour, too.
Yeah, the world tour.
Sorry. I was about to make that joke.
Whenever I hear tour, I think of Justin Timberlake.
Listen, man, I was about to make the joke. It's not that it was a terrible joke. I mean, it was, but I was going to do it first.
Ugh, we're terrible people. A Florida man, you know, we love people in Florida, Jeffrey Arthur Moynihan Jr., a Florida resident, was arrested for impersonating Elon Musk and used impersonating Elon Musk to steal $250,000 from a 74-year-old woman. I hate everything.
A 74-year-old woman.
I can't talk, Kieran. I can't talk correctly. I hate this. From a 74-year-old woman. Authorities say that Moynihan used Facebook to build a fake friendship with the woman, convincing her to invest in Musk's businesses. Over the course of a year, he manipulated her into sending large sums of money, which ended up adding up to $250,000. He was arrested on the November 19th.
We need to make old people, anybody over the age of 60, needs to immediately take a cybersecurity class.
That's so true, actually.
Just so that they can be like... Because I saw there was this guy who was like trying to fix his grandma's computer, right? Because his grandma was like, my computer's running too slow, I can't check my emails. And then he went to the computer, and it was just covered in viruses.
Well, yeah, probably.
Malware, spyware, ransomware.
Yeah.
Straight up pop-ups just everywhere. He had a bootleg Clippy that was like, hey, you want help reading your emails and balancing your checkbooks? And it was like a little red goblin guy.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
And he literally told his grandma, this is dead. Get a new one.
This is dead.
And do not click anything.
That's fair.
I don't trust my grandparents with any kind of cybersecurity. I'm sorry to say this, Nana and Papa, because I know that one of you is listening right now, at least. But...
Ryan Reynolds is set to produce the upcoming Mighty Mouse movie from Paramount.
Honestly, that's hype.
That is kind of hype.
I love Ryan Reynolds.
After 34 years, I apologize. After 34 years...
Elmo has become an adult. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
After 34 years, the Blue Man Group will deliver its final New York City performance on February 2nd.
My grandma just sent, ha. She just sent, ha, as I
That's funny.
Started.
But, yeah, so the Blue Man Group is ending its residency in New York City. I think that's even sadder than Billy Joel at MSG, to be honest, because it's the Blue Man Group. Can't get much better than that. So Moana 2 came out, you know, an insane amount of money. We'll probably find the figure in a second, but... The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, says that people should feel free to sing at the cinemas.
No. Nope. Absolutely not. I'm going to punch him.
You've paid your hard-earned money for a ticket, and you've gone to a musical, and you're into it? Sing.
They don't know the words.
They've never seen this movie
before. They've never seen the movie before.
Unless it's like Wicked.
That's worse! My mom and my sister went to see Wicked. I will not watch Wicked.
I need
but
to see
But my mom
Wicked.
And my sister went to see Wicked. And the entire time, my mom said that she was fighting the urge not to turn around and yell at the kids behind her who were, like, whisper singing the whole time.
I'd do the same thing, I'm not going to lie. That's
Listen,
probably bad.
Everybody listening to this right now, I'm going to rant. I'm taking my minute.
Oh, we're running on borrowed time here, pal.
I'm taking my minute.
Hold on.
Give me a timer.
Hold up. Minute.
Ready?
It's going. You're 55 seconds.
All right, listen. Nobody ever goes sing in a movie theater. If you are in a movie theater and you know the words to the songs that are playing on the screen right now, don't ruin the experience for anybody else who's watching it for the first time. That's such a bad thing to do to other people who are just trying to experience the movie. Not only the singing, don't talk. I know that they have those, like, ads at the beginning of every movie that tell you, don't film, don't take pictures of the thing, don't talk during the movies.
10 seconds.
I mean it. Do not do that. It's mean. Stop talking. Let people watch the movie. I tried to watch a movie, and I couldn't watch it because everybody was talking every 5 seconds.
All right. Whoa, just beat it. 1 second left.
I hate movie theaters.
Clearly. I can tell. Yeah. What's it called? The Oxford Dictionary released its
word of
the year.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
Brain rot is
the word of the year.
With Demure as the runner-up.
Demure?
Whatever. I never understood that, but, you know.
It was some chick on TikTok.
Yeah, like, I know what it is, but I didn't get it. So, I don't know. Sony announced that since 2000 with the since 2000 with the release of the PS2, the PlayStation 2 rather, it has become the best-selling console of all time with over 160 million consoles sold.
The PS2?
The PS2.
How about that? Especially considering it has no games.
Well, it has a lot of... It's not about the quantity, it's the quality.
No, man, you don't know the meme? You don't know the bit?
No. Because PS2 is like a bajillion games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying, it's the PS3 has no games. Because it didn't. PS3 never had any games.
Yeah, the PS3 never had any games.
Correct. And then the PS5 came out, and it also does not have any games.
Does it have any exclusives?
Exactly. The PS5 has no games.
But it's a great console, and I love mine.
It'd be my dying words to my girlfriend. PS3 has no games.
Tom Cruise is back underwater for Mission Impossible 8 stunt. He held his breath for 6 minutes.
Oh, that's rookie numbers.
Yeah, I know. Kate Winslet for Avatar: The Way of Water held hers for 7 minutes and 14 seconds. And then Mabel Kadena, or Kadena, in Wakanda Forever, held her breath for 6 minutes and 35 seconds. But I guess we'll see how that works. Lil Wayne becomes the first celebrity on the New Orleans Walk of Fame. So, that's cool. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was recently. Juice WRLD is getting his own island dedicated to him in Fortnite. Because, you know, they just had that rapper season that just that ended.
Dude, the event was actually hype.
The event was sick.
I can't even lie. That was like, I feel like that was an apology for how bad they've been the past few seasons.
Yeah, I know. But that one was sick. Dolph Lundgren is cancer-free after a 9-year battle.
Sweet. Love that guy.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. He's a cool, cool dude.
He looks like Guile from Street Fighter.
With the big hair.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So there's a lot of people that say that streaming on Twitch is harder than a 9-to-5.
Oh, I remember that meme.
And the biggest streamer, or this one of the biggest streamers, I should speak, who we've talked about before, said, "I was a server. Let me tell you this. No, it was way harder. It was draining mentally. I don't get how streamers even have the guts to say that."
Well, you know who I think is the one that's saying it the most?
Who?
Probably Asmongold, honestly. Have you seen that dude's room?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go on a little tangent. Not a rant. No, not taking my minute.
We've got a minute left.
Never mind then. Fine.
A terminally ill fan was able to play Borderlands 4 early, and it was very good, is what he said from the early look that he got.
I'm not going to trust the word of a kid. Never mind.
Marvel Studios is reportedly making a Hulk versus Wolverine movie.
Oh, no, they're not.
I don't know. No, they're not. Could be sick.
Who's the source? I can tell you right now if that's true or not.
The source is, trust me, bro.
Go to the article.
The source is, trust me, bro.
Go to the article.
No.
Who is the source?
We don't have much time. Breast cancer mortality rate has dropped to 44% since 1989, so that's awesome. Shopping mall plays Baby Shark on repeat to drive away homeless people from sleeping in their mall. Google hired camels for desert street view on Google Maps. Mariah Carey earns up to $3 million annually for All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Cringe.
Kai Cenat's Mafiathon 2 has ended after I think about a month or something.
Yep.
The Fantastic Four First Steps is finished filming.
Yep.
Brain Rot, Word of the Year. Already talked about that. Moana 2, $222 million in the box office. Wicked, $117 million. And Gladiator 2, $44 million in their opening weekends.
We're out of time.
I know. Let me just finish.
That's 8:31.
No, Lyle says he's not racing I Show Speed again. New PS5 update allows players to customize their startup animation and audio to past versions, like with the PS2 startup instead of just regular PS5.
Wrap it up.
The weekend sells out a one night only Rose Bowl show in under an hour, which was 300,000 fans.
You keep reading more news.
And then Jaguar reveals concept car. It looks like Dookie. And we're done. Sorry. I couldn't, for the life of me, not read the rest of the headlines.
I'm going to skin you.
Okay. Bye.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.